Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I don't know if Rabbi Shneur Nissen touched on this point, but just to bring out maybe from yesterday that the women question is whether or not you could have a wet nurse who's an avodas kochavim. So the Rama brings, which is really coming from Hagadis Ashri in the back over here, he brings that question would be whether or not a Jewish wet nurse. Should she nurse in a case where she's eating things which are not kosher? So if you see in the rush that God Sashri brings, he has a raya from Acher, Acher's mother. His Lahazar Manika is in the rush, and the God Sashri in the back, we should be telling the nurse, the wet nurse, is not to eat Nezelos and Chazir, but Kolshkin Shin Lachilin Vorm Tumein. The raya, what's the raya? May Acher, she'imo ochla miminus tichavim. Zer garmel is no shades of tavros ros. He brings that this is what happened with Acher's mother. That she was eating things that were not proper, and that's what led to Acher. So it seems like the guys are just talking about a Yisraelis, which is the way the Ramah brings it. The Ramah brings that the milk of a mistress of an Egyptian is like the chal of a Yisraelis, in the sense that it's kosher, technically speaking, but you shouldn't have a mistress, a Egyptian, which is any non-Jew, shouldn't allow them to give to nurse, to be the wet nurse, if there's a Yisraelis around. Why? Because metamtam the lev, it's ma'alot tevara. And then he says also, b'chein lo sokal meinekes afil Yisraelis. Also, you should not give the meinekes, even if she's Yisraelis, varm ho asurim. So the neitekim here have to deal with what the Ramah exactly means. I mean, he seems to be coming from this Haggadah to Asher, but the way that he presents it is that the meinekes, even if she's the Yisraelis, shouldn't eat varm ho asurim. So they say it might
What's the siman? What's the siman that you're quoting?
This is Yardea Pei Aleph Zion. Pei right. Aleph Zion in the Ramah.
Right.
And they explain, like, for example, the Taz says, it must be we're talking over here about, where even if it is a case where a woman has to eat something that's also because of the Kuach Nefesh. Right? That goes to that whole Shiloh. Even when a person has to eat something which is not kosher for the Kuach Nefesh, and you're mechuyev to do that, to save yourself, but yet it may be a reason not to use that woman now as a wet nurse. She should not be the one to nurse the child, because it's still some type of symptom, which I think that they discussed that, right? Whether or not there's symptom halev in cases where you're mechuyev to eat the non-kosher in order to save yourself.
Is that forever, or just...
Yeah, I guess still it goes through the system, right? I don't know how long that lasts, right? So that's just a point to make. Over here. Question is whether or not a Yisraelis who's eating non-kosher for whatever reason, would that be a reason to be hesitant now to have her as a wet nurse? It seems like it is. There is a reason to that, and the question is how far you take that. According to this Taz, we'll go so far as to say even in a case where she's mechuyev to do it because of Pekuach Nefesh, even in that case she shouldn't be the wet nurse, because even there it's going to have a symptom of some kind. Okay. So we're going to pick up over here. We'll just get back into the sugya of the Mila. The Gemara here was discussing.
Yeah, by the way, the video is off. We can't see you.
Yeah, I know. There's no video. I don't have the video capabilities over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on short notice.
On short notice? Yes.
Yeah. I'm on short notice. The Magashir called him. Yeah.
He called
him. Please. All the help I can get.
So what did you say? It was Pei Aleph Sif Zion? Okay, let me check this out.
Yeah, Pei Aleph Zion in the Ramah. Pei Aleph Zion in the Ramah. And then the Taz.
Looking at it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so just to get back into over here. So we had the Yisrael is able to do a Mila on the Goy, on the other Kichavim. L'shum ger, but not l'shum morona, as we explained, it was explained that means if there's some type of ailment that the child has, which again, I assume that we spoke out that this is talking about literally an oivik kechavim, right? This is not going to be a guy who's God-fearing. It's not going to be a Noahite. This is going to be talking about reason of oivik kechavim, and therefore there's a din of loy malin. Because loy malin doesn't, like Rashi says here, does not allow you to heal a idol worshiper, but if he's a God-fearing non-Jew, then that this does not apply. So we said that the Ovi Kechavim should not, the guy, the Ovi Kechavim should not do a Mila on the Yisrael, according to Rav Meir, because it's a Shrichas Damim issue. The Chachamim said that the Yabakim Chavim can mal the Yisrael as long as somebody's watching, but not Beinoi LeBeinoi. Okay? Now, Rav Meir implied, the Gemara said, so we'll pick it up from over there, the last narrow line on Chavav Medez. Rav Meir, I'm Rafilu Achirim, I'm Demalgabe, Nami Loi. Why? Dezinnen Demasi Loi Sakinu, Mashvili Khrushchevka. He's going to cut too much. And it's gonna, he's gonna sterilize the kid. So we have over here, again, you have the Rav Meir Shita, that the guy should not do a mila on the Yisrael because of Shrichas Damim, even if there's someone Omer Al Gabay. You have the Chachamim saying, as long as someone's Omer Al Gabay, it's not a problem, but it's not Ben El Benot. Now the Gemara is gonna ask questions on this. The Sabra of Meir, the Gemara asks, the Sabra of Meir, does the Rav Meir really hold the Chachamim Loi? Is that true? Does he go so far as to say that a guy cannot do it? Reminu ir ein ba roifa Yisrael. You have a city where there's no moil who is Jewish. V'yesh ba roifa kuti. And the only moil that's available is a kuti. Roifa evi kechavim. And you also have a roifa evi kechavim, a moil who's a evi kechavim. So you have a kuti or evi kechavim. Pick your choice. You know, which one do you want? Pick your poison. Yeah, pick your poison. Yimol evi kechavim val yimol kuti. Better have the evi kechavim. And like Rashi over here explains, that seven lines up from the bottom, she'ein milasa l'shomeres kechavim, because when he does the milah, he's not doing the shomeres kechavim, because it's not customary amongst the idolaters to circumcise their children. So therefore, when he does the circumcision, he's not going to have the wrong kavanah. She'ein darkum lomel es b'neihem. It was not their custom to do milah on their kids. So therefore, there wouldn't be a problem to having him do it stam, even though it's not l'shma. That we'll see coming up on Amud Aleph, whether or not it's a din of l'shma by milah. So this is Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, better have the Obi Kechavim do the Mila, at least it won't be for the wrong Kavana, rather than have the Kuti do it, Valim al Kuti, as Rashi explained, five lines up from the bottom, Shemal Lashem Dmus Yona. Because they, we know, that later on in history, they found that the Kutim had this Yona that was on Har Gerizim that they were serving, and therefore they found out that they were being mal their kids, Lashem this idol. So therefore they have the wrong Kavanas. Al Yimal Kuti, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Yimal Kuti, Val Yimal Ovei Kechavim. Better have the Kuti do it and not the Ovei Kechavim. So this is a kasha because we said before that Rav Meir holds that the Ovei Kechavim may not do a mila because we're chayshed him on Shvichas Damim. And even if the son Omer Al Gabay, we're concerned that he's gonna cut too much. So over here you see that Rav Meir takes preference of the Ovei Kechavim over the Kuti. He should have said neither one's good. Epoch, we'll switch the sheetas, and this is not going to last, so we got to hold on here to the names. Rav Meir, Omer, Yimol Kuti, V'lev Kechavim. We're going to switch around. Let the Kuti do it, not the guy. Not the Kechavim. Yud Omer, Rav Kechavim, V'lev Kuti. Let the Kechavim do it, and not the Kuti. So we'll switch it, and therefore there's no steam Rav Meir. Rav Meir is going to hold that you cannot allow an Rav Kechavim, because they're Chashad al Shrichas Damim, to do it. Hashem in the Kuti, against our not, it seems.
Which one is worse, the Zara or?
I mean, they're both Avdei Avodah Zara. The question is because the Kutim, because they keep certain things. They keep the written law. I guess even after they found the bottoms, what do you have to say? Otherwise, what's the chilus?
But he is.
We hold the Geir Emes. We're going over here to Geir Emes.
No.
No, then what? Then how come we're saying that Al Yimol Kuti? I mean, if he's Geir Emes, you're saying because later on they went off. I mean, they went off later. He's saying he's like a Jew who's an Oved Avodah Zarah. If he's classified halachically as a Jew, so we're not going to be choshen on Shrichas Damim, but we know they're Oved Avodah Zarah. Right, we know that. You have to say that. That's factual.
Yeah. Which one is worse, Shrichas Damim or?
That's Machlokes. That's Machlokes over here, Meir Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, what's the chilus? So, right, if you hold that the Kuti is Geri Emes, that would explain it, because he's really Jewish, therefore he's not Choshed al Shrichas Damim. But we know that they're Avdei Avodah Zarah. Okay, now the Gemara asks the Kasha the other way. Right, that's what I was, yeah, okay, so you have to hold that the Gemara is going here, Geri Emes, yeah. The son of Rabbi Yehuda, Avdei Kechavim Shafer Dami. The Gemara asks, and Rabbi Yehuda, Avdei Kechavim Shafer Dami, Vatan Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Nain Lamila, Avdei Kechavim Shik Sula. How could we say that by Avdei Kechavim that it's good? I, in the Bryce Rabbi Yehuda says, I mean, I'm a Mila. How do we know that by Mila, but we can call him Sheep Sula? How do we know that by the Mila of the guy that it's Sula? It's actually no good. And we just said, according to the switch between the names, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, it came after Rabbi Yehuda held that a Mila by Avikechavim is good. Shadam Rabbi Atta is Brisi Sishmar. Right, of course.
park area. Of course, yeah. Yatas Brizi Tishmar. Yatas Brizi Tishmar. It says that you will keep my bris. So this is a reference to talking to Avraham Avinu, so it's Dafka to the Jewish people, not to other nations. Eloi Lamotei. Really, don't switch it. All right, so now we're back to where we were before. Remeir now holds, rather have the other kichovim do it, have the goy do it, not the kuti. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, have the kuti do it, not the goy, because he has this puzzle. Now we're back to our kasha and Remeir. Remeir originally told us that there's a problem to have a goy doing it because he's chashal shvichas damim, and now he seems to be telling us that the goy may do it. I'm turning the page, chazayim ad aleph, on the top, the rofei mumcha. We're talking about a rofei mumcha. And so he's not going to want to, like Rashi says, Lamar Nashel Shvikar Khrushchevcha. He doesn't want to lose his license. So he wants to continue to get business if he gets a bad rep. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Goy cannot do it. The Kuti can do it, right? The Goy cannot do it. The Kuti. No, it doesn't know because he had the Pasuk. It's a Gerzah Kasuk. Right. Yeah, it's Brizi Tishmar, right? It's a technicality. Yeah, we're not concerned about him doing Kroshapcha. We find that Rabbi Yechon made a statement as well that it's Mumchal Rabbim is Mut. Yes, we're going to get into that. We're going to coming up. But yeah, according to this, in this flow of the Gemara right now, only Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's that Pasuk of Atas Brizi Tishmar. Which means Remeir does not hold to that. Remeir does not hold it. Remeir holds the guy can do it. Let the guy do it. It's not a problem. And Remeir is makali between whether he's a roifei mumcha or not. And we find Rabbi Yechon, that'll be the chiluk in Remeir. Now, the Gemara is going to ask still a kasha according to this. So Rabbi Yehuda kuti shafir dami. According to what we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds the guy is no good. A kuti is good. But Tanya, Yisrael, malas akuti, the kuti layimo Yisrael. Why? Nation molashem hakri. Like we said before in Rashi, that he's mal l'shem hark reason, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that it's a problem, the same issue that Rabbi Meir had, allowing the kutim to do milo because they're going to have the wrong kavanas. So too, Rabbi Yehuda holds to the same thing. And in the continuing in that brisa, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda responded to this, Rabbi Yehuda, the chiechen matzina milo ben atar l'shma. He says, where do you find this such a concept? You have to have milo l'shma. So he has the wrong kavanas. Okay, so what? You don't need milo l'shma. No problem. Rather, what's going to happen? Again, it's a Shvichas Damim issue. That's the problem, Shvichas Damim problem. You see that Rabbi Yehuda, listen, either, what do you mean? Not serving up a Zohar. Yeah. That's the wrong Kavanah. It's a Shvichas Damim issue. So we're at Kasha now in Rabbi Yehuda, where on one hand, Rabbi Yehuda seems to have told us that a Kuti is good, is in, could do the Mila. On the other hand, you have this Bryson telling us that you cannot. Stira within Rabbi Yehuda. Hello, we got to go back to the way we said before. Epoch. We've got to switch it back again. Really, we do switch it, which means, again, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like what Rabbi Meir was recorded as saying, that Abgechavim is in, Kuti is out. So Abgechavim is in, Kuti is out, so that explains Rabbi Yehuda, the Stira Rabbi Yehuda of Kuti. But now we have a problem in Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're back to our problem in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said, Atas Tishmar Brisi Tishmar, this Mashmah, the guy cannot do it. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say the guy could do it? The Kashmir Rabbi Yehuda, he's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And as we'll see coming up. The time Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Aymer, Minayin Lamila, Bab Kichavim, Shipsula. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is recorded as being the one who holds that the guy cannot do the Mila. Tom Lev, Atas Brisi Tishmar, that passage that we quoted before is Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. All right. Yeah, different person, that's it. Shmar, yeah.
Oh, okay, so to just summarize, so what does Rabbi Meir hold now, and what does Rabbi Yehuda hold now?
Yeah, so now Rabbi Meir, we go back to what we said before. Rabbi Meir holds that the Kuti is in, the Goy is out. Why? Because Rabbi Meir, and even if it's Leim Al-Gava, because Rabbi Meir is Choshed that the guy is going to Shvichas Dam. Kuti is in, because Rabbi Meir is not Choshed for Har Grizim Harev, for the Yaina on Hark reason that they're going to be mild their kids for that Yaina, for that idol. Rabbi Yehuda now holds what Rabbi Meir was recorded as saying, that the guy can do it. The guy can do it. Why? Because he's not the one who said, V'atas Brizi Tishmar. That was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi who said that. Rabbi Yehuda Stam holds that the guy can do the Mila. Only Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one who says Atas Rishis Ishmar.
So why not a Kusi?
Mashenkit. Akuti, because we have the chashash that they're going to do it l'shem hagrisim, and we'll see coming up that he holds that there's a din of mila l'shma. That's the next line.
Okay.
Right. Right. Shvi'ah hazamim. Where the nafkamin will be a reif emumcha potentially. Right. No, the yina hagrisim. They found. Yep. Now the Gemara is going to get into what the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is. Why does he hold this din of Mishma? Amar Rav Chizda, we'll see the Taisus soon. Amar Rav Chizda, my time with Rabbi Yehuda is a chiv Lashem Himo. Lashem Himo. Rashi brings the positive. Also, Pesach Lashem Himo. Right, there's really a comma there. Also, Pesach Lashem. So the comma we're making the drasha. Darsh Bei Mila, I'm reading Rashi 7 lines down. Darsh Bei Mila Lashma. He makes a drasha that there's a concept of Mila that has to be done Lashma. Hilkach Kuzi Puzzle. The Moshel of the Shema, because Chavim Loi Mohil, Ella Dait Be Yisrael, Shem Loi Mohil. Mohil, he tells him Mohil, go do a Mila, Vahin Loi Shema, that is Loi Shema. Fine. No, so again, we said before that it wouldn't be. Because we said before that it wouldn't be, because otherwise there's no distinction. Once you say that a Kuti is a Goy, so then you'd have all the same issues you have by a Goy, by a Kuti. It must be a Kuti Be Yisrael, we're on Gei Reyema. And the only question is what are his kavanas? If you hold it as a concept of lishma, so that's a problem with the kuti. You hold there's no problem of lishma, no din of lishma by milos, so and you don't have an issue with the kuti. He's a Jew. So again, my time back to the Gemara Amr of Chizda. My time interview Yehuda. It's a drush on the pasuk chiv Lashem Himo. Lashem comma Himo. He's making a drush and he put it together, so it has to be done lishma. Rabbi Yosi Himo Yimo. What do you mean? Himo Yimo. It's a ribui. It's a ribui. It includes. Of Yidach Haksiv Lashem Himo. I mean, what does Rabbi Yosi do with Lashem Himo? Ahu bePesach Haksiv. That's by Pesach. I don't know why he needs Himo Yimo. I'm sure someone asked that.
It's very important what they say.
Why does he need Himo Yimo if you tell me that you don't make the drasha? So you don't need Himo Yimo. You don't need a drasha.
You do because Himo Yimo.
I'm sure someone asked this.
Hamal Yimo. So what is he saying?
Okay, but Rashi says ribuya, right? It's a ribuya. It comes to include even a kuti, even though it's not being done lishma. But then in the next line, the Gemara says, Lashem Imo, that's not a drasha. That's going on Pesach. It's not going on Mila. So there is no din of lishma by Mila. I'm sure someone asked. It's a basic question. I didn't get a chance to look into it. Sorry.
You don't have to. Look at the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Noyach. He answers this question. In Parshas Lefach.
Oh, okay.
He answers this question, yeah. Very, very, there's two. Because it depends on what we're talking about over there. We're talking about Milo L'Shem Geiris or Milo L'Shem Mitzvah. I'll talk to you after this year. It's very, very critical, the answer.
No, please, you want to share with everyone? I mean.
And from what I recall, in Pesach it says L'Shem Himo over there, it's talking about Milo L'Shem Geiris, so therefore you need Milo L'Shma. But Himo Yimol,
right.
That pasuk is talking about, because you see, it's talking about the Yelid Beischol. Yelid Beischol is already, he's already Jewish. His mother is a Shifra Kananis, so he's a Yelid Bayis. Uh-huh. So there it's just Mila, the Shem Mitzvah's Mila.
All right, but the basic idea is that there'll be two types of Lishma, that's the basic idea.
Yes.
But when it comes to Mila.
Yes.
And then that'll be the basic answer, whatever the exactly the way you phrase it. But yeah, okay, so.
Not like
Lechachal,
that's Rahimo, that's Rishi Tishma.
Why? If Rav Yezi anyway is about to say Lashem Himo. No, the other way, I was going in Rav Yezi. Right. Yeah. That's by Pesach. Okay, the Yidach Nami Yaksiv Himo Yimol Tiratar Kloshman Adam, as we say many times, it's Tiratar Kloshman Adam. Well, let's take a look at the Tais over here. V'chi Heichen Metzinu Milu Lishma, the second Taisus. Halka Mashmad B'Rav Yehuda, Alpagav Zedboi Milu Lishma, Maskinin Demash L'Bodek Echavim. Over here, the Mashmai says that according to Yehuda, even though there's a requirement for Milu Lishma, Maskinan Demash L'Bodek Echavim. It's still kosher by a kuti, right? Not a kuti. Kuti has the wrong kavanas. But the guy, now again, what is the guy? So Rashi told us because the guy is just going to do a dice Yisrael, whatever the Jew tells me, he wants to do a meal. And that's the fulfillment of Lishma. So he's going to ask, the same, Mashnami get, the Ba'inan Lishma. We know that by get is the concept of Lishma. Now, of course, a different type of Lishma, that's going to be part of Taisa's answer. And we don't allow the goy to do it. Because he's not doing that, he's doing that as an afshek. Why is Mila different? He's always doing it stam, with a blank mind. Mila, it's like stam. What's the guy? What are you doing a circumcision for? It's lishma, unless it's a hark reason. I don't know if that changes if there's a medical reason to do it. I'm not sure why. You know, I mean exactly what it means. Stam lishma. Does he mean because why else am I doing the circumcision, or does he mean that that's by definition, inherently.
By definition. This is where the Beshav Chacham bases it on. You read on, you'll see. It's very, very clear. But by the other side of the Shema, then he's going to talk about carbon and as opposed to get is the Gemara within Tzvachim says, get Isha Stamba Lav the Shema.
Stamba Lav the Shema, right.
Right.
That's the next line, yeah. In Kenya, we can call him the stomach of Kshera. Therefore, by a guy where it's stomach of it is kosher. Because he's not having hard reason in mind. He's not doing l'shem, the yain on hard reason. I will get isha stam alav l'shma. You don't say I get isha stam l'shma. The stam isha lav l'gerishin omedes. That's not, so when he's writing the get, we don't assume that it's being done for the sake of gerishin. Hilkok get for the kachavim puzzle. Hilkok sor sheyifarish koseif haget. Betchila saksiva. You'd have to say, ani koseif l'shem plainis, that he has to be mefarish that. No, that means somebody Jewish, no? Hilk Sarshi Farish Kaysev Haget.
Yeah.
Even by a Jew, yeah, because you have to have a positive din Lishma. Lo Lishma says you need a positive Lishma. Stam is not going to work because of the fact that a woman is not Amid Lagerish. Who Adin is a for Torah, Sarah Shayim Beferish with Chilas Aksiva, and he Kosev Lashem Torah Yisrael. Who has Karis Lashem Kedusha. The Stamma Lav Lishma Ikai. Those things are not. That's not considered stam lishma.
A goy as well, and a Jew and a
goy. See, technically, if a goy would say that, I suppose it should work, right? Why not? Yeah, right. Right. If the goy spelled it out before he wrote this, that's what he's going to get into over here, I think, right? If he the goy wrote the Sefer Torah, that's going to be later on in the text. He's going to come to that. Right. He's going to come to it also, coming up. Yeah. So it's not even the guy, right? I mean, it should work by the guy. The whole issue by the guy is not a problem because of a technicality. It's because he doesn't have the lishma. If he has the lishma, then very good. Right here. No. Is that why they go to the mikvah?
No.
Okay. So. Yeah? So Tyson's going to come up later that he could.
Do it. Let's get to
the other
Taisha. The Taisha is also going to talk about Kashi Yeshna Bishiri, Yeshna Biksiva. It's a whole thing. There's also a distinction between how long it takes. In other words, it's a longer process. If it's a longer process, so therefore a guy will not be kosher because that stumble, that adopted and actually Yisrael may not apply. That's the way the Rishayim.
Right, but our question is whether if the guy, the whole time the guy is doing a lishma, why shouldn't it work by the Sefer Torah?
Right, because they say that it's a longer process than his lishma somehow is deficient. That's the way the Rosh, a lot of the Rishayim, it's one of the most difficult sermons in Shas, right? But God love you, Shmuel, I mean, Al-Gabam, when is
the reason that the Gemara gives by Gittin is because it's a Daita Zenav Shekov.
Right, so that's the question is why?
That means if so let's say it's not a daita than Ashekov. It's an atah. I know he's saying. Unless you don't believe him. I mean, he's saying I'm doing this l'shem. Yeah, so it should work.
Yeah, and then they come up and say, okay, so let's say he's a guy, and he did it. He did it to Shema, but you don't believe him. But now he's Megayer, and he says, I'm telling you, when I was a guy, I was doing it to Shema as a kosher.
I was when I wrote it. It was a far idea. You say you don't believe him, so now when he's Megayer,
exactly.
I'm afraid it should be good.
They go crazy. They go wild over it. It's very difficult. It's one of the most difficult situations to ask. When do you say Yisrael, Amin al-Gabal? When does it work and when does it not work? By Ibud, you know, by Ibud and Afiyas Matzahs,
yeah.
They work.
Right.
It's very difficult. It has to be the length of the process. That's one of the factors, but it's very difficult to get.
Yeah.
A woman writing Sefer Torah for sure. I mean, it's nothing to do with the Kavanah. So she's not in the Parsha.
The just going to talk about that in 2 seconds. Ikshatim, Ikshatim. Koshiyeshim, Ikshirim. Yeah. When this is apply, when this is not apply, Rabbein Tami Gittin says it's
only right.
Speak out. No.
It won't work. Yeah, well, yeah.
The whole,
Right. Okay. So it's an ansari. Okay. So he can't be moving himself from that. Okay. Right. That's what the Rebbe was saying over here. Same idea. Right. That you don't believe him. So then he's saying the shaila would be. Let's say he's Megayer, and then later on, Mafrei, he'll tell you, you know, really, I did have the right. Let's know.
Just consider it lacking me out.
Got it. Okay, I guess we should get back to the Gemara. Probably makes sense. So for further research, Ayin and the Taisus and wherever else you may find this to you. So the Gemara continues, we just said Dibur Torah Shmoneh Adam. So again, we're concluding now. We have Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yaisi. And really have Reb Yehuda Anasi also. We have Reb Meir again, we're going with the switch. So we're going with Reb Meir is going to hold that a Kuti is good, a Goy is no good. The Goy is Chashash Shichas Damim. Vice versa, Reb Meir holds that we're not choshed the Kuti, who is a Jew, for doing it L'Shem Harkrizim, the Yainan Harkrizim. Then you have Reb Yehuda, according to the switch, he's going to hold the Kuti should do it, the Goy should not do it. Why? So now it's going to depend. And now Reb Yehuda Hanasi is the one who says the Goy can't do it because he has the Pasuk. Right? Reb Yehuda Hanasi holds that he can't do it because of the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda Stam is going to hold that he could do it, right? Rabbi Yehuda Stam is going to hold that he could do it because we had the kasha from, right? Rabbi Yehuda Stam, with the switch. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a guy could do. Why would he hold that a guy could do it? He doesn't hold a fish more brisi, and I guess he's going to say, and why does he hold the shvichas stam? I don't know. He doesn't believe it's a problem. Shvichas stam. Like the Chachamim, right?
The Chachamim also said so.
He's not kosher al shvichas stam. That's stam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the pasuk that doesn't allow you to do it.
So nobody holds.
No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. No. Dishmar Lashem. Oh, I'm sorry. Right, I'm missing a few things. Right, Lishma is going to affect the Kuti. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. It is to explain, right, Lashem Himo is going to explain why the Kuti cannot do it. But the Goy should be able to do it, because the Goy, it doesn't have a negative Lishma, it's just Stam. And like Taisa says, Stam is Lishma. What would be the problem with a Goy doing it? Because Stam, he doesn't hold it, he holds it to Chachamim. So he doesn't hold it, it's a problem. And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi of Esprisi Sishmar. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda can hold it, that the Goy can do it. And Rabbi Yehuda can hold that there's no concept of Lishma B'chlal. That's his question. We don't know anything more than that in review. In Rabbi Yaisi, we just know that you don't need to have Lishma. No, there is. Yeah, that would be Reb Meir, right? Because Reb Meir holds Shrichas Damim, Oleg Yechavim Shrichas Damim.
No.
But he doesn't believe that there's a problem of the Kuti. I guess either he can hold like Rabbi Yaisi, there's no concept of Lishma. Yeah, now I guess you could swing Reb Meir one of two ways. He either holds like Rabbi Yaisi, there's no concept of Lishma, or we're not choshed that he's doing it Lishem, the Yoin on Harkriz. Itmar, Minayin Lamil, Oleg Yechavim Shifsulos. How do we know that by the Mila is Pasul, Doru Bar Papa Mishmei, the Rav Amar, the Ata as Brisi Sishmar. That's the Pasul we had before. Yechon, Himo Yimo. He says Himo Yimo. My Benayu, Arabi Mohu, Ugavnuni Mohu, Iki Benayu. These people who are, they're not Jewish, it's not Brisi Sishmar, but it is Himo Yimo. It is being done, Lishma, I guess. Mandamar Himo Yimo Ika. That would be good. Because what he himself is Mohu.
Because Hamal Yimo. Hamal Yimo is someone who is circumcised. So the Ravi Mohu.
He himself, right. Hamal, the one who is Mohu can do others. But you have to, right. But if you'd hold the Atas Brisi Sishmar, so that wouldn't help. Because he's not Jewish.
Then he'd be out, right.
Yes. Mother is Sishmar Lekka because Mikey's he's not Jewish. The next line, right. So Hamal Yimo is going to help because he is himself Mohu. And therefore he can do the Nila. But if you hold it says Brisi Sishmar, he's not Jewish. Mandar Amal Yimo, Ika,
He makes a nether being nether from that relim. So mutter by Arle Yisrael, right? Uncircumcised, he's making a nether, koinam not to be nether from those people who are uncircumcised. So Arle Yisrael, mutter Yisrael, also mula evke chavim, because he's referring to the people who should be, right? Alma afal gav the mehili command lo mehili damu. You see that even though the guy is technically circumcised, it's not, he doesn't have the shem of being a mol. So therefore, this nafkamina should not work, because even Rav Yochanan, who says it's from Hamal Yimol, that it's coming from the pasuk, it seems to be telling us the person who himself is mahul can do a mila, but the guy, even when he does a mila, is not considered mahul. Elik benai Yisrael shemesu achav echav, where the brothers died, machas mila, so now they didn't give him a mila. V'lo milo, l'man the rabbis read his tishmar ika. Yeah, he does have a mila. He is Jewish. He is Jewish. No, he doesn't have a mila. Man the Rav Yimol echav, because he doesn't have a mila. Really, in that case, the same kasha the other way. As you see over here, he's saying koinam on mulim. So now he's going to be osir ba'erele Yisrael, because they're considered to be mahulim. They're considered to have a mila done, even though he didn't have the mila because his brothers died. So you see that in a case where a Jewish person did not get a mila, he still has the status of being a mahol. So therefore, even if you hold like a Yechon and Himo Yimo, it's considered as though this person does have a mila and he can do mila to others. Now Isha, Landa about his reason Tishmar Leka, Isha La Bas Mila, he's not a Bas Mila, it doesn't, not a Klal of Bris. Mother Himo Yimo, Ika, why did Isha command the Mehila Damya? Because it's command the Mehila Damya. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be necessarily enough. I mean, you have to say that, I don't know what this means, but it has a shem of being mohel, somehow. Umikul mandamar de isha loy. Really, is there any shita? Because according to this, it would be an afamin in isha. You're saying that there is such a mandamar that an isha, if you hold this precious ishmar, cannot do a mila. I've also a pasuk in chumash, but tigav tipar tsar. So it says that tipar went did a mila. So we say, no, Karibe Vatakach, I believe, right? It's Hifil, Adishliach. It's a Hifil, which says that she didn't herself take, but she had someone else do it. Baksiv Vatichreis, Karibe Vatachreis, I think, right? She caused someone else to do the Mila. She's someone else to do it. We do this all the time. We make drushes on halachas before, yeah. Right? I don't know, one of the servants over there? Doesn't say who else is available. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah. She saw a guy with a beard and said, I think we say, I don't think. Right. Must be a Gemara, but I don't remember. No, I don't think so. The Maisi doesn't have, even, yeah, does he have the status of being a mohel, but he himself, yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a Gemara. Fine. So that's again the same hifil that she asked someone else to do it. That she went, she started the process. Also, Moshe, the Agmara Moshe at that point was able to finish.
Why is that sufficient?
The whole
meal is going to be done?
I guess. Yeah.
Who exactly did Shapura ask?
Sorry?
Who did Tzipora ask to finish?
Who did she ask? That's what they were asking. Yes, she found the yid in the hotel over there. She found somebody.
No, at that point, probably everybody, I don't know. She found one of the B'nai Keturah.
Yeah.
Remember, she was from Midjan. And Midjan is B'nai Keturah. And B'nai Keturah
are right.
Mimila. So she probably
found Mimila. Ah, that's enough.
That's what I think. It's not true at all what I said, but it's cute.
Okay. I hear the word. You just take a look at the bottom tzitzis, just with the psak over here. Isha lav basmili, yeah. The bottom tzitzis, yesh looks like the rav. The ain isha ksher lomo. The alphag of the rav, Rabbi Yechon, look Rabbi Yechon. We know the psak, she's like Rabbi Yechonon. Balach the rav, the bryce, the Rabbi Anasi, kamakava 6. You have Rabbi Anasi that we had before, but that's Rishi Sishmar. Al bahag, psak the isha ksher lomo. Udradon ain ksher lomo. Tzarech lefarish, per kam the kedushin, the masrach oisev eloyos. Okay, that's get more nageh to kedushin. But just to see that there is a machlekes here. What?
Yeah,
Okay. There's no one else I can do it. You have the issue to do it. But you have it. This is my question. Right.
You don't need a tougher stompers by your guy. You do need it. There's a machlokes if you need a tougher stompers by your guy. By an isha, definitely.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Okay, Mishnah, Mr. Apoyim, mayhem, ripui mamon. So we could do, we can be healed, ripui mamon. We'll see what that means in the Gemara exactly. From them, from the Ovdei Kechavim. We'll see what that means. Again, we'll hold off on the exact meaning of Aloy Ripui Nefashis. Not Ripui Nefashis. We're going to hold off what that means. More Mefarish. Aim is stop from Mehen, Chom Machim. You shouldn't get a haircut. Divere Remeir. Chom Eber, Shisarab, Mutter, Avloy Benoy, Lebenoy. Shisarab is fine. Make sure you have windows in the. Yep. Benoy, Lebenoy. Yep. Or his payas. Or even worse, his payas. Right. My Ripoy Mammon. Yeah. So what's Ripoy Mammon? My Ripoy Nefashis. What's Ripoy Nefashis? What exactly do these terms mean? Ilema Ripoy Mammon Bischar. If Mammon means Ripoy on the body with Bischar, you have to pay for it. Ripoy Nefashis means Bechinam. Then it should have said, Listni, Misrapon Mehen Bischar. Should have just spoken that out. Of Aloy Bechinam. That would be the appropriate way of expressing that idea. El Ripoy Mammon Dover She'en by Sakana. Ripui Mammon means Arshem by Sakana. It's cosmetic. And Ripui Nefashis is Dover Sheyesh by Sakana. Ripui Nefashis is he needs it to Yesh by Sakana. He's got to get healed from it. So Vamar Vihuda Afilu Rivda Dikuslisa Lo Mitsinan Minayu. The Mishnah was saying that there are Ripui Mammon you could do. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda told us that even the Rivda Dikuslisa you shouldn't get. Rashi says, what's that? The Kli Uman Hamek is Dikstafim Rivda Makasakli. All right, so it's the bloodletting tool, right? Which is not, there's no sakana there. So you see that mamon you're not allowed to do, not like the Mishnah. El ripa mamon means not on the person himself, bechlal, the hemtoy. Ripa nefashet is gufe. Behind it, der amar vihuda, filu ribda de kuslisa lo matsina minahu. Very good. That fits very well. So the Mishnah is saying, the hemus, you could have healed from that. You get the veterinarian who's an Ovdei Kechavim, but you can't, healer body, on your body cannot be an Ovid Kechav. And Amr Chiz Amr Mar Ukva. Avalim Amr Lo Sam Ploni Yafelo. Sam Ploni Ra Lo Mutter. If he just gives you information, the pharmacists tell you that you should have this, have that, then it's going to be Mutter. Turning the page. Sover Shiyu Imashuloi. Kihechi Zimashuloi. Mashuloi Shakrina. The Asahu Gabra Lurinashe. Meaning, because what's the Ovid Kechav going to think? He's thinking to himself, he asked me, he might ask somebody else, and then what's going to happen is that I'm going to get a bad reputation. People are going to hear that I'm giving out bad advice. Rashi is in the top. Shulik HaMasha, the top Rashi. Hi Yisrael, Midloboy Li Sasi Minoi. He doesn't want to be healed from me, he's just asking me advice. Means Lo Samachala, means he's going for a second opinion. Ushulik HaMishael and Nesusi, he's coming to test me, Maimer Emmet. He's going to go ask somebody else, and then I'm going to get a bad reputation. So he's going to be nervous to give him a bad advice. And Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yechanan, but Amri La Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yechanan. Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis, Ein Misharpoin. Rashi explains, three lines down. Rashi, Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis, Choli She'im Lo Yirpa'eno, a illness where if he's not healed, Lo Yirpa'eno, Rofe, then Sofik Yichya, Sofik Yamas, he's in a Sofik Nefashis. Ein Misharpoin, Mehen, why? That it's a Chom Vadai Kotele, Mutav She'niach, Ula Yichya. That's the guy's in a Sofik Sakana, and he can be healed from the Ovi Kechavim. Better not have the Ovi Kechavim do it, because there's more of a chance that he'll live if he doesn't have him touch him. Vadai meis, it's rapoyin mehen. If it's a vadai meis, then it's rapoyin mehen. Rashi says, hechid yadina, next Rashi, shem lo yirpa'eno yamut. If we know that if he doesn't heal him, he's going to die. The inkan yitrol arpoisa, there's no available yitrol. It's rapoyin mehen, the kechav mayavid lay. What's he going to do? Love achimais. Shem lo yirpa'eno avik kechav. Maybe it'll work. Yeah, what's the bach over here? Vadai meis, rapoyin mehen, uvadai meis, rapoyin mehen. Correct the Gemara, Sakasha, right. Uvadai meis, rapoyin mehen, ahai ha'isha.
What's the question?
Hi, Chayisha. The question, right? Rashi says, what's going to happen? The guy's going to knock him out. So maybe better that he lives and not have the guy touch him. This is Bechlal, Ashrayal of Chayisha. Chayisha, L'Chayishinan. We're not Chayish for Chayisha. You know, Timur's L'Chayisha, L'Chayishinan.
What's in L'Chayishinan?
Yeah, what is, yeah, I mean, in the context of the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara, the Tosfos is going to ask on the top. We're going to see the top Tosfos in a minute. But in the context of the Gemara, it means that, you'd rather go with the chance that he's going to save you. Take the chance that he's going to save you. Right, right. In the first case, we were saying, because I guess it's not really a Vada, but it's more of a Vada, as you have to say. It's more than a regular Tosfos. It's not mamish vada. Yes, yes. Right. The Gemara was mashma that it was a vada. That can't mean that. It's gonna have to mean it's more of a chance. Over here, what's the worst that's gonna happen? So there is a possibility that he'll save him. All right, we can jump into the top tzeis. You take a look at the top tzeis. The chayisha lechashiv. The other in the yuma. If I can love us agal the shabbos, lochus lechayisha. Right. Alma chayshinan. Do you see that there is a concept of chayisha? The hacha of the hasam of dinan the toivasa. It's either way is better. Why the hasam im lois sachush? If you're not choishish for chayei shav there, yomas he's gonna die. I mean, what's your shayla? You're gonna uncover the gal on Shabbos, and it might be a chayei shav. Okay, so what's the alternative? He's not gonna have chayei shav. He's gonna definitely die. So you'll go with chayei shav to give him the chayei shav. The hacha im tachush. If you're arguing Yichayishish, so what are you really saying? Well, Yisrael Menachem Chavim, Vada Yomim. The kind of concept, Finin HaVada, L'mevar HaSafik. So Tzai is saying, it's not really a steer at all. Because Chayisha means that basically you're always going to be looking for the best outcome. So sometimes Chayisha is the best outcome. Sometimes there's a better outcome than Chayisha. That's the, right? Every time you go under the knife, every time there's a surgery, that's the Jailin. It's Chayisha, but it's not just Chayisha. It's Chayisha versus a longer life. Not Chayisha. So it's better. Right? That was the.
You do what's best for the patient. Bottom line, you do what's best for the patient.
You do what's best for the patient, right? I mean, I don't know if there is. I mean, I guess I don't know enough, but I'm saying in a case of a surgery, the classic advice ASO would be to go for the surgery because you're going to have a chance of living longer, as opposed to saying no surgery and there'll be Chayisha because you're going to do what's best. Right? That's clear. Yeah, that's right. But when Rabban Cutler, had the surgery on his stomach to take out the, that's how he died. So they did the surgery, he did a stomach surgery, he had stomach cancer, and they took it out, and whatever it was, and he died. He died from the surgery. There was Chayisha. So you see that happened. But that was back in the 60s. So. Yeah.
Nobody died,
yeah. No. No, it can't happen. Yeah, we're too advanced. Huh? Not on the table now. Yeah. Okay. So back to the Gemara. We're going to ask now. How do we know this concept of Chayisha? We know how do we know the Chayisha l'Chashin and the Chesed Mamarnu Navo Ha'ir. It's by the Arba Mitzarom. We know from the Nach that Elisha had a Talmud. Gehazi took money from Naaman against the orders of Elisha. And so then Elisha cursed him and his sons to be at Mitzrayim. So he and his sons were outside the city at the time when Aram was laying siege on the camp of, I think it was, second Yeravam, or was it Yehoram? Remember now. It was Yehoram.
I think it was Yehoram
ben Acha. Yeah, right? It was Yehoram ben Acha.
And then
Abram Mitzrayim. Yeah, which parsha is there? So then what happened was that they were outside the camp and they made a cheshbon, since they were Mr. Rom there outside of the camp. They made a cheshbon, what should we do? Inside the city, there's a hunger going on. So we're going to the city, we're going to die there with everyone else, since there's a hunger. What's the alternative? We'll go to the camps of the Aram, and we'll ask them for compassion. Maybe they'll have compassion. Maybe it could happen. So you have Chayisha. If they will go to the city, it'll be Chayisha. Because they would live for some time before they starve to death. And the alternative would be, go to the camp of Aram. They might split our throats the moment we get there. Or maybe not. Maybe they'll be compassionate and we'll live. So even my Rav Oyer, if we say we're going to come into the city, or Rav Oyer, but Masu, we'll definitely die. But Masu Shem. Chayisha. I love Chayisha. We see there's no problem with Chayisha. That's how it is. You do what Latayvasa. So over here, there was a chance they would get compassion. If there's a chance, if there's no chance at all, and it's a Chayisha versus death, then you go for Chayisha. And that was Tyson on the top. Meisvei la yisa beitin other.
Or is it saying that the chayyishah is that it's chayyishah if they stay in the city they'll live only a little bit and then they'll die of hunger. Whereas if you go to Aram,
right,
there's a possibility they'll be able to live. So therefore, you see that
right.
What?
You see chayyishah loy chayshina, and since there's a possibility that they're going
to live longer. Right. Right. It's just interesting that we rely on these.
Aram might say, but back to what you were saying before, it's not mamash or vada that the goy's going to kill him. That you have to say
right.
Before also. The Gemara said vada'i meis. It doesn't mean vada'i. It's going to have to mean a very strong possibility. Meisei, la'isa yisen adam im aminim. Person should not be involved with aminim im sarpoim mehem. So he shouldn't be involved in business with them, and he should not be healed from afil l'chayisha, even when it comes to chayisha. Rashi says, I misspoke. Take a look at the second. You shouldn't talk with them too much.
Right.
Yeah, don't have
a
small conversation.
Or non-Jewish Shminim?
What's usually a min? A min is usually Jewish.
A min is usually a Jew, yeah.
Usually a Jew, yeah. Usually a Jew. Don't talk with the Jews for Palestine. Don't talk with them too long. Oh yeah. Oh, claiming the basic problem, naming the main Israel. Oh, he says either one, right? Rashi before says either one.
Who says that? Rashi.
Rashi on the top of the base says it could be Jewish or non-Jew, either one.
How about the Tzuri Karta?
Tzuri Karta, yeah, same idea. Okay. So where are we holding over here? Yeah, so now we're in the middle of a kasha now, yeah. Amos, right? Feel chayisha. We're saying now, based on the brayso, so that you can't even have ripui from them lechayisha. Ma'isa, which goes against what we said before. For chayisha, you could. Ma'isa ben Dama ben Achoyse Shol Rabbi Yishmol, right? Which is going to be his nephew, Rabbi Shmol's nephew. Shehikisho nachash, a snake bit him. Bo Yaakov ish kfar sachanya l'rafoyse. This ish Yaakov ish kfar sachanya, which we had before, he was a min and he came to come heal him. Well, he nicho Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel didn't let him do it. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, don't heal him. Now, the Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, the Amalei and the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel, achi, hanachloi, the erfim menu. No, leave him, let him do it. Bani avi mikra min atayra, I'll bring you a pasuk, shu mutter. And the words mutter, he died. Well, hitzik ligmar, tadav, shi yasin ashmasa, umeis. He died with the words mutter in his mouth. But Rabbi Shmuel, ashrecha ben dama, shaguf chatar, v'yotza nishmasa betara. Your neshama left with the words mutter, labazir b'chaverecha, and you weren't over on what the chachamim said. They would say, first gather yishchena nachash. Right? You know, if you're over on the chachamim, yishchena nachash, which the Rama brings several times. So right at the end of the day, you see that for chayesha you should not be healed because Rabbi Shmuel did not allow him to be healed. Rabbi Shmuel should have said that chayesha. So. Shani minus the mashcha the osi lemimshach basrayu. No, because minus is different. Because by minus already we're concerned. He's going to heal him, and he'll be so taken by him that he'll follow his ways. His worse, right? His worse, right? Yeah.
Now, hold on. Right, he says over here in Hagoyis Tziyunim that he was a Talmud of Yashka. That this Yaakov is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he said we had it on Daf Yud Zayin. I'm looking up Daf Yud Zayin.
Tyson said it with somebody else. Tyson on the top over there said, "Sarachlamer the Ein Zayakov Mi Noa, the Terech Ein Mamizin."
That's us.
I'm a similar avod. The Bala Rapis Ben Dama. Yeah, Tyson brought this before. He's a different person than Yaakov Mi Noa. Yeah, Tyson's on Yud Zayin. Yeah, it is the same person over there. Definitely.
So is the same person Tysus is saying it's that this Yaakov on the one who asked the question to the horse of Rabbi Yeshua.
And I think we pointed out there. Somebody pointed out there.
Right.
Yeah, Yaakov Ishbar Sakhan Yishmai. Yeah, Tysus is the same one as by us. And I believe someone over there, when we learned that, someone pointed out that's also a question whether he was a Talmud. And then there was a whole shiloh about the time, I think. Rabbi Jonathan was talking about it. On Yud Zayin, you were talking about the time period doesn't work out. We had a whole discussion there. History lesson. Continuing the Gemara. Omar Mar, lo aparta derech habeirecha, so enrim porot gedi yishkan anachosh, and not to be over in derech hachamim, to be healed from these people. Now, ihu nami chav yitarkei, Meaning Rashi says, "V'ha yochel ishapoyz le'nasu luchias al yezeh u'lechavid rabban nami lo nefesh she'ilu nashko ha yochel ishapoyz luchias." Meaning, what's the problem? He now has a healer, but let the snake bite him. Meaning, all right, yishkanu nachash, yishkanami. What's going to happen? He already got bitten, but not only that, even if he's over on the chacham, what's going to happen? He'll get bitten again. So he'll get healed again. I'll get bitten again. He has a healer now. So he should not really be worried about that. Why is Rabbi Shmuel saying Yishkanu Nachash, and therefore it's better that he died betara rather than get Yishkanu Nachash? Then the Gemara, Chavi Drabbanan, the Leisle Yasusa Klal. No, because we're talking about a snake of Drabbanan. If you get bitten on that, then no Rufu is going to help. That's going to cause his death. It means Shaoivra Adir Chacham Chayv Misa that we have elsewhere. Umay Havala Meimar, so what should he have said? Meaning Rashi says, L'dama, L'meimar, Maikra, Hoya Rota Lahavi. Which pasuk was he thinking of, which he didn't say, that he would have said to protect, to give himself a reason to be healed from this person? The Chaybahem, L'shamasahem. Oh, pasuk of the Chaybahem. The Pashi, you should say Chaybahem, L'shamasahem, and that's it. Which is really true from the Torah's perspective, but the Rabbanan came and said not to do it. Right? Rabbi Shmuel, Hani Mi Bitsina. Rabbi Shmuel says that's only Bitsina. Al Farhesia, when it comes to Farhesia, so then Loi. It's not Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Nine, Shemayim Lelodim Avor, Avoid of Eskechovim, Lote Horeg, Shiavoid Loye Horeg. I'm Lerma Chapa Hembele Shemes for him. So that is Bitsina. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bitsina, which is not the way we hold, as Taisa points out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin we have in Machlekes, this is not the sheet that we hold with. We hold that Bitsina also, the Kimel Chamurus, your Meister Nafshah. But Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that on the Gimel Chamurus, Bitsina, you apply the Chaybohem. But, and only the Farhesi do you say Kiddush Hashem. Yahoo, feel Farhesi, I wonder what's Chalashin Kotchi. Yeah.
And what did Ben Dama hold?
What did he actually hold? I mean, he had the Pasuk of
Chaybohem. What did Ben Dama hold? Yeah.
No, because again, this is not a Gimel Chamurus. What's being healed by a min. It's not one of the Gimel Chamurus.
I think that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. That this is Minas, this is Avodah Zarah.
Right, but I'm saying that Ben Dama held that it wasn't.
Justin Ben Dama held that it wasn't Avodah Zarah, even though the guy's a mid. Rabbi Shmuel held that it was. So why does Rabbi Shmuel have to say Hani Mila Bitsina? He doesn't.
Rabbi Shmuel saying, Rabbi Shmuel, no, because this was done for Hesi. I think didn't Tyson point that out? This was the case for Hesi? Was that it? Yeah. Hey, take a look at the Taisa over here. Yeah, take a look at the Taisa's shining the Chayra Mashra feel may rope in Mukha Chas Hume and Kamakam and Aminim Osulas are poised Shum Chayli. It sounds like he can't be healed at all from any min. In Timer Al Kaman Vishmaita and Revo Kibul Summon and Yaakov Minah. Yeshlamar, so we see that someone did Revo did take some type of potion from this Yaakov Minah, as we'll see coming up next Amud. Yeshlamar, the Afaminim Lay Osra Elber Fushim Mazkib or Shemet Kikhovim. It's only a refu where their master is called the Emir Sha Avodis Kechavim Mo'elis Laka, where they say that the Avodis Zorah Shaboy, that's what's going to heal you. That's certainly awesome. If the person's going to heal him and say, the potion I'm giving you, the reason it's going to heal you, the way it's going to heal you is because it has these special powers from the God. That's awesome. Hid Yerushalmi, the Hacha, Kiahid Yerushalmi, the Hacha Maitre of the Ezra Ben Doma, Ben Achaish Rabbi Yishmael, Shidish and Alchash, Boyak of Ishpar, Sakhan Yishmael, Rapaisai, Shem Rabbi, which potentially is that person. Lo hinicha Rabbi Shmuel.
Why? Because
again, because he said, "I'm going to heal you with that." The Shem Rabbi. I'm going to utter the Shem Rabbi. I'm going to utter my Rebbe's name, and then you're going to be healed. That was the problem. Lo hinicha Rabbi Shmuel. V'chein im Amar Harayfi Asilu Eino Min. Kach mi Ma'im Tozikov. Let's say the doctor says he's not a min, but he's going to say, "Take from the water which is of it is our water." Explain it. Where it's from, holy, it's from this, but I have to say from this God, I think. Right? He has to say that. That's just some holy water. What does that mean? But may Eitzim, Shalot Neves Kechavim, Osir. He brings the Gemara in Pesachim. They're in Parakol Shah, the Chomash Apoim, Chutni Asi Asher. Alright, so Asi Asher you can't use. Now, the Oimer Re, now this is also going to be very exactly precise how he says it. The Oimer Re is a Marikan Shomer Loi, Shoisam Mayim, Oisam Eitzim, Moyalam Veloy Acherim, Moyim Veloy Acherim. It has to be where he's going to speak out these. This water, this wood is going to help you and nothing else is going to help. Not other ones. But they shade from a right? So, right, that's the way that the Taisus understands. It has to be that you mention that this is going to work and not something else. All right, now if you skip down a couple lines, what? Yeah. Oh, I'll come. Yeah, I'll come right back. So, just to point out this thing. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, he's going to bring Tysus later on. He's going to say, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. 2 days later, yeah. So Tysus a little bit later on is going to tell us that if you're not toilet in the Avodah Zarah Shabbat, it's not an issue. Now this, I think, the Ron and Sakim learns differently, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the different days over here. In Shulchan Aruch and Kufnun Hay days, there's a Ron and Sakim that argues with Tysus, the one that's to speak it out. That the Shulchan Aruch over here says, oh, you can call him Yisrael, this is Kufnun Hay days, you omer lekachim mayim elu, if a guy comes to heal a Jew and he says, take this water, oh, you may elam plaini shehem shel elilim, usher. So that would be usher. Avalim omer lo kachim mayim elu, oh, may elam zeh. So if he says, take it there, Elilim, he take it, it's from an Avodah Zarah, that's a problem. But if he says, take this water, take this tree, it doesn't mention Shem Elilim, that's why if you say holy water, it's not a problem. Take from the holy water, he didn't mention the Shem Avodah Zarah. Yeah, but I'm just saying that you have to use the term of the Avodah Zarah. Alfi She'ein Me'oisem Mayim Ve'oisem Elim Tzui Melosh Elilim. I mean, he says, take a certain type of tree, and everyone knows that type of tree, right, take from a Christmas tree. That's the only, right? So then it's going to be mutter, because he doesn't say the name. He doesn't say that it's because it's Avodah Zarah. That's Tysus. He has to be toilet, yeah. Right.
And nothing else.
Right. So now, V'yesh Oistrim, this is the Ron. V'yesh Oistrim, Ronim Sachim. Right? Ron, Shom, Ladasu, Yashami. That's their goes. That Yeshayahu and Gambazah feel by Melo Havei Olim Stam the Hegelam Etz Hasherus. So the other side is that you can't be Nisrava from it. Nothing to do with being toilet. The other side is like the Ranam Sachem, where it says Olim Sachem puts me Etz Hasherus means regardless of whether he mentions it. Means it might be here. Take go take a tree or something. Go take a tree and you'll hear yourself. And he comes and brings an Etz Hasherus. That's also a problem.
Exactly.
You're not toilet. Right. I think one of the tainas is by Atashayrus, Leah Bilkamalum. I mean, you can't be Nena from. It might be being Nena from. Over here, the discussion is about what's going to be Moshcha by Minus. What's going to be Moshechi by Minus. But there should be another, there's a whole other issue. You can't be Nena from, I mean, that's the Gemara in Sachem. It's not only when you're toilet. So that was Taisha saying by us, the Oimari, that's talking about where he says, this can be longer than a Sevi. That's Taisha's Okimta in the Gemara in Sachem. Ron learns differently, and he sees Shulchan Aruch. There are 2 days on it. Right. If you hold that the issue is that it's a slim shulchan, it shouldn't make a difference if perhaps you're or it's in it. And what we were saying that Ben Dama held that Chai Bohem should be a heter. He didn't hold a slim shulchan. Right, he held the Chai Bohem beat that up to the Meshuchah.
No, but what was the pasuk?
Now,
you
already spoke to him. Right. Right, why should there be a chiluk in sinner if our head is also the Meshuchah? That would be the question. Which Tysus assumes that there is such a chiluk. That's Tysus Yachal, as you say.
Right. By the way, the rationale of the Ram, why does the Ram say, if he does, even if he says Stam, they say the rationale for the Ran is because it's still violating the Yidbak B'yod Chalom and Acherim.
Right.
And it's an
Avodah Zarah. That's the Ran itself does that.
Exactly.
That's the issue here. That's the glaring issue in the Tysus. Tysus seems to ignore the whole problem of the Yidbak B'yod Chalom and Acherim. You can't be none of them at them inherently, not because it's also been true. Tysus seems to just be dealing, right, nothing to do with that. Tysus seems to just be dealing with it if it's the Aslam Shukhi issue. Right, but that's another point, is that Tysus, the next in Yachal, he says that Rabbi Shmuel only didn't allow Benama to do this because it was done if our Hesia. The question was, why would it make a difference? He holds Aslam Shukhi, what's the difference? But that's, our time is up. Time is up. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.